The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Merk Merch is where you can get your Merkel Media apparel. We have a new t-shirt available on the website, and we do have ladies' sizes, but they are going fast. I really don't think the ladies' sizes are going to last very long. So go ahead and get your Merk Merch today. The new t-shirt's up. It's called It Gets Weird. Let's get to it. Also, go ahead and check out MerkelFilms.com. That's where we have our on-demand streaming service. We have a new short documentary available there now, all focusing on the Sierra Sounds with Ron Moorhead. Go ahead and check it out, MerkelFilms.com. Now, today we have Victor, who survived a throat stabbing, saw a red-skinned gnome, levitated, and faced off with demonic entities posing as alien greys. His life is a wild ride through spiritual warfare, generational curses, and the supernatural. So let's get to Victor right now. All right, today we have Victor on the show. Victor, how you doing, man?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'm glad you're here. And yeah. We, you are, Today's like a rarity for me because usually I do on Friday. Well, you're in Australia, so today's Saturday for you. But yeah. Usually on Fridays, I do two interviews on Fridays because that's usually like where I'm tapped on. Today is four and you're my fourth one. But,
oh, man.
But I was feeling sluggish and tired when you first connected with me. But you got yourself headphones, a microphone. And yep. I was like, okay, this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
I can hear them. And you're in Australia. And usually when I have people in Australia, there's sometimes connection issues. You're coming in crystal clear. I don't know what you're doing over there. It's that Jesus internet you got going or something. Amen. I know you're a missionary. So
yeah, we paid extra for like extra fast internet because we heard about Australia and the connection loss.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a real thing.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. I'm glad you're telling me that. So because and honestly, I didn't even know you were from Australia because I didn't look at your contact info. But usually when I see the 6-1, I know it's Australian. And I'm like, do I really want to talk to this person? Because I know their connection's going to be bad.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The time difference. I mean, it's 8 o'clock in the morning your time and it is 4 o'clock or, you know, it's 8:24 your time in the morning of my time. It's 4:24 in the afternoon Friday. So like I'm talking to a time traveler right now.
And, I'm in the future. Yeah. It looks all right. It looks good over here.
Good. So Saturday's still rocking. It's all good over there.
Yeah, like, I had an interesting morning with my cat. Just going crazy doing the Zoomies thing. I don't know if people have cats or you, but
I do.
It's a good morning so far, though. Entertaining.
Good, man. Well, I'm going to safely walk into Saturday and I'll check in with you for Sunday. So listen, man, you have a lot of different experiences.
Yeah.
And, I know there's a family history. So first of all, I got to address this. We addressed it before we started recording, but I got to do it again. You are full-blooded Mexican. And I was like, you look mixed, man. Like, and I told you, I never saw a Mexican that had the dreads, man. It looks good on you. I wish I could have dreads.
That's what my DNA results say. It says 100% Mexican. So it says both parents are Mexican. It's just because I never met my biological father. So I don't really know. But according to a DNA kit, they're like, yep, Mexican. And perfect. I just got the dreadlocks because it's hot. Well, I have like curly hair. And I'm like, you know what? Dread it up. Feels better.
Nah, it looks good, man. It looks good. I haven't been able to grow a full head of hair in over 12 years now. And so I'm envious. I started losing my hair. I think I was probably like early 20s, mid 20s, something like that.
Oh, man. Yeah,
dude. I used to have real thick hair too. I have. So on a previous episode, we covered the Noah's Ark location with Rick Renner. And it's in Turkey.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that Turkey also has tremendously good doctors when it comes to hair transplants or like the implants, like the little, when they stick it in your skull and they take it from part of your body and all that. So like maybe I'll go visit Noah's Ark and while I'm over there, I'll get some hair plugs. And I'll come back with locks of love, man. You know?
There you go. Yeah, you could do too. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you what, man. I do this AI stuff and I use AI to put hair on my head. And I love the look. I love the look.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm envious. But so your history and your family lineage has a lot to do with the Mexican side of it. And I just looking at the email here, there's shamans, at least locally in the village, if not your own family.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do is have you kind of go through family history that you know of, kind of laying the groundwork, and then we'll go into your experiences because your experiences here, I'll just rattle them off here because that's what you did in the email. He said, I witnessed demonic encounters, full physical apparitions, disembodied voices, poltergeist activity, levitations, encounters/spiritual attacks from creatures that resemble alien grays, UFO sightings and video recording, and even two encounters with physical gnome/elf creatures and shape-shifting wolf. So... That's a lot.
I know. I can be free on your show. I've heard several interviews on your show, but you sound great. Like, you know what I mean? It's like what the media tells. It's like, oh, that can't be real. It doesn't exist. Yeah. So much. I know. I just had to list them off. Like, dude,
it's
this
everything.
Is it. Like, you know.
No, I get it, man. And that's the thing with the show. It's, over the years, we just tackle the crazy stories. And I'm not afraid to go there because I don't need to understand everything in order to hear somebody's story. And I don't even need to agree with the person on how they perceive that story for me to believe that they had an experience, right?
Yeah, right, right.
And so I just kind of approach this show that way. And over time, it definitely evolved into, you know, it's like the show started out with me taking people's experiences. And from that, I started gaining perspective and perception that I started, you know, fusing into the show because I'm a man that has thoughts and perspectives as to what I'm learning through the show. And as that time has gone on, the curiosity started moving out the window and perception and perspective started coming into play. And I started like really looking at things and started developing my own thoughts and my own theories and perspectives on this stuff. And that led me into wanting to talk to people that maybe do research or, you know, just so I can maybe pick their brain and hear what they had to say and have good conversation. And so the show is really kind of evolved to a point where now we just kind of like hit on a lot of different things as far as like, you know, talking to people who have researched, to have experiences. Yeah. But the general concept is these are really crazy stories that people have experienced. And it's like people get to follow not only that individual's story for that one episode, but you get to follow my journey through 730 episodes of revelation and understanding as to how crazy our existence is.
Yeah.
And so with that said, blow my mind, friend.
Oh, man.
No pressure. But like, no, just lay out the family history for me and take us into these experiences.
Yeah. First off, I want to say that was a beautiful... I don't know, whatever you just said, all monologue. That stuff. Like monologue, yeah. I just didn't want to say monologue, but yeah, great. But my name is Victor Miguel Rivera. My story begins with my grandparents. I'll just say, like, they're from Mexico, part of, like, a local tribe in Mexico, or at least, you know, that's what they say. There's a tribe going on. I don't know how, like... Can I say regions and stuff, you know?
You can
like
say whatever you want.
Well, they're from Jalisco, like everybody's born from Jalisco, but went over north into the state of Nayarit and a lot of Native Americans around and tribes and stuff. So they practice like their old shaman type religions and things. So my grandparents, because of how far north they traveled from their location, were about the first settlers in like a new little town, like a new village, basically. And they became like the village shamans of the time where people said they would have headaches or tumors or just needed some sort of like pseudo medical type treatment, like massaging or just shaman type stuff. And they became that for the village around. They were more or less the village shamans, and they would do things like if people wanted to contact the dead or dead relatives and all sorts of stuff. So those are my grandparents. My mom obviously grew up there. She has endless stories as well of things going on and how my grandfather apparently had a lot of like power. I met him when I was a little kid. I was like 3 or 4 years old. I don't really remember him too much, but all the stories, I just asked my aunts and uncles about that. And that's that side of the family. And then when my mom came over to the States, she married my stepfather. My stepfather's side of the family married into Cubans, where, you know, the Santeria that goes on, that type of witchcraft that goes on, the black magic side, it's called, you know, Palo Mayombe, and that side of the stuff that where that black magic type of thing comes from and voodoo and things like that. So like my upbringing was just that, just stories of this, stories of that, or, hey, you know, one time this happened. It was somewhat like bedtime stories were actually like the stories of like, oh, there was this powerful witch who did this, or, you know, some of it as well was, we can't fully trust like the Latino Roman Catholic Church. It's esoteric, but actually there's more gods and there's like other spirits and stuff like that. That was my upbringing. I remember 5 years old, my very first Christmas that I can, you know, actually remember. I must have been 4 or 5 years old. But it's the first Christmas I remember. We were in a living room. It was covered in smoke and incense. There was people lined up, all dressed in white, just playing drums, invoking spirits and stuff. That's my first Christmas.
Wow.
And that's how it is. That's family. And you know, your Latin American audience, they know what I'm talking about. They're like, yep, that sounds normal. Sounds like a normal upbringing, I guess, for a Latino child.
Wow. That's wild. Yeah. Cause I mean, that's definitely something that I wouldn't be used to and stuff. It's just like, that's what we do on holidays, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They start doing like cleansing rituals on people, palm reading, tarot card readings. And
really?
It was normal. It's cause my stepfather's side of the family went into business in this. So it was like absolutely normal.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, with like a shop and everything. And yeah.
So this was the family business.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay. So do you, before you get into your experiences, do you feel like the family business, the generational ties to this kind of stuff, contributed to your personal experiences?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I know there's like a debate, theologically about like generational curses or things like that, but
go ahead. Yep. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I look at it like scientifically, like, you know, in statistics, it's like, oh, at least one person in your family had to be an alcoholic for you to end up an alcoholic. Surprisingly, it's a lot in like same-sex attractions or gender dysphoria, stuff like that. It's like, oh, someone in your family. Same with like mental health and like, you know, people who've tried to take their own lives, you know, it's almost hereditary. And I just go, well, you can say it's a family lineage thing. You could say it's a family curse thing, or you could just go, oh, it's just stats, statistics. Mm. It's just, you can just trace it all the way back.
So as far as generational curses, like, it's funny you bring that up, because I was just reading yesterday. And it's just kind of like, for me, it was a confirmational thing, because I kind of go through, things where I'm just like, am I reading too much into it, you know, and all that stuff. But, I was reading Numbers 13 and 14 last night, and verse 18, it says, "The Lord is slow to anger and filled with unfailing love, forgiving every kind of sin and rebellion, mm-hmm. but he does not excuse the guilty." That's very important. Like, he's filled mm-hmm. with forgiveness, but he does not excuse your guiltiness. It has to be paid for. And we can, you know, I'm not going to go into that whole thing, but I will just say this. That's the whole point of Jesus Christ and salvation. Like, like, there is no sin whatsoever that goes unpunished, and you are able to 100% be cleansed of that through Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, it continues to say here, he lays down the sins of the parents upon their children.
Yeah.
The entire family is affected, even the children in the third and fourth generations. So like right there, it's like, you know, it was a confirmational thing for me, where I was thinking, you know, because it's, and I wasn't like actively thinking about it. I wasn't even reading Numbers 13 and 14 for this. But it just kind of stuck out to me. I was just like, you know, that's confirmation that there is generational curses. And, you know, I have not done this yet myself, but I probably could use some kind of deliverance in my life, just because, I mean, I met my biological father one time, and my mom's biological father, she never even met. So I have no. So we don't know what runs through my blood.
Yeah,
we don't know what kind of generational attachments are on me. And it's by the grace of God that I made it this far in my life. So, anyways, that's Tony's little side angle there.
No,
we're gonna bring it back to Victor. Well, and
I'll just do a few more comments on that. It's when I read like the word, and it says like, you know, God's blessings extend to like 1,000 generations, that stuff. But the Bible verse you just read, I read that years ago, and I was all like, oh, well, to the third or fourth, I'm all like, so you can at least go back a lineage, like up to 4. So when I got saved, I just prayed for everything. I don't know my biological father. I'm just like, yeah, just in case, you know, it was a murderer or something, or just in case, you know, all whatever it is, just prayed myself, covered myself. But the craziest one, that story that I think kind of proves that more, is I met a woman. She's an elderly lady already. She told me the story. I'll just say it really quickly. She was at like a healing retreat, like a church event, and they were doing deliverance, and the person on top of the altar, he was just saying, you know, spirit of rape, basically. Sorry, sometimes I don't like to say these words because, like, I don't know if YouTube will censor them or whatever, but or any other streaming platform. But anyways, well,
we make sure that Jack censors the bad things.
Okay, so. Thanks. Yeah, just that word, I guess. Or, yeah. So this guy, he's on top of the altar and he's like calling these things out. And this lady says the next thing she knows, she wakes up, she's on the floor. It's been a few hours, and the people around her are like, "Whoa, that was crazy!" And she's like, she says she was like disoriented. She's like, "What happened?" She's like, "When that dude on the altar, he started praying against this specific thing. You just went crazy. You just started like rolling on the floor, whatever." She's all like, "What? That's ridiculous." She's like, "I've never been raped. I've never been, you know, assaulted in this way." And she's like, "Well, that was a weird thing, right?" So then she's talking to her mom and she tells her mom what happened. She's like, "Mom, the weirdest thing happened. This guy was like, I cast out the spirit of this." And the mom's like, "Oh my gosh." And she's like, "What?" And there's a lifelong secret. Her mom never told her she was actually raped. That when this lady told me that story, this was like 10 years ago, I was like, "Well, there you go." It's just one of the things that makes me believe in this type of, you know, thing, I guess, this ancestral thing that can really happen.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.